This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nearly 85% of CEOs are feeling confident about the long-term growth prospects for the U.S. economy. That's according to KPMG's latest CEO Outlook survey out this morning. Most are also confident about their own company's prospects over the next few years, though notably less so than last year, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Last year, 95% of CEOs said they were confident about their own company's growth prospects. This year, just 79% are. Still high, but a big drop.
I think it's because we have more clarity now about the duration of certain structural changes in the economy.
Paul Knopf is chair and CEO of KPMG.
For instance, higher rates for longer is certainly something you're hearing a lot. The stickiness or stubbornness of inflation with higher food costs, higher energy costs, and certainly likely higher labor costs going into the future.
Even with all those negatives, most CEOs are still feeling optimistic, both about their own companies and the broader economy. A growing number are also looking to get people back to the office. Last year, just 34% said they saw a future with employees back full-time. Now, 62% do. The rest mostly envision a hybrid setup. Just 4% of CEOs see fully remote work sticking around.
If they want them to come in, they need to give them something to come in for.
Kate Lister at Global Workplace Analytics says how companies communicate why they want people back also makes a big difference.
Some of the companies have said, we're going to ask you to come back 2 days a week, 3 days a week, whatever it might be. And here's why. You know, we think this, we think that, we're going to experiment with it.
And she says they're not getting nearly as much pushback as companies that say, you have to come back to the office because we said so. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.